Okay, welcome back inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And indeed, after a thrilling NFL playoff last weekend, it is time to give a forecast on the highly anticipated Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Seahawks. We are so excited to have back with us this week, of course, Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. He is our college football and our NFL analyst. Hello, Jason. It's nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. And I tell you what, Jason, before, let's kind of set that aside for a moment, talking about the Super Bowl. We're looking forward to that next weekend. But my goodness gracious, so much has developed in terms of the Patriots and the NFL finding that they used underinflated balls. What was your reaction to this? And Jason, I mean, how is this going to impact Super Bowl 49?
Yeah, I mean, shady stuff just continues to follow the Patriots organization around. I mean, it's kind of comical and hypocritical, I think, also because, and not that Robert Kraft was down there inflating balls by himself, but you know, he tries to get in front of the camera and talk about all, you know, the right thing to do, and you know, here you have some of the biggest controversies in the NFL over the last, you know, decade have surrounded his franchise, you know, and whether that's the coach, quarterback, whatever. I mean, I don't know, I guess, a ton of, like, you know, what would happen on the other side of the ball offensively. I mean, I've heard a bunch of quarterbacks that have come out since then, and they've said, you know, it's a common thing. I don't know if, you know, how common that is. I know Brad Johnson came out, said he had the balls deflated, paid somebody off to, you know, deflate the balls in the Super Bowl that he played in. But to me, it seems shady. It is shady. It doesn't seem shady. It is, because here you have, you know, a quarterback on the other side, Andrew Luck, and, you know, maybe he's not on the same page as, you know, the other 31 quarterbacks in the league. I mean, he's young, and there's a good chance that maybe he doesn't know this is what guys do, and whatever. I mean, you're always looking for that edge, but, you know, we always say, well, just settle it out on the field. And, you know, that's kind of the way that you figure out, you know, who's the best team. But, you know, you go out onto that field thinking the other team doesn't have any, I guess, advantage that you weren't privy to. You know, maybe they work out harder or longer, stuff like that. That stuff's all fine and dandy, because that's kind of, you know, the mindset that you take is that's how I'm going to beat that guy, is because during the summer and the winter and all, you know, when nobody's watching, I'm going to do all the extra stuff that I need to do. But on game day, you know, you don't ever think that something like that would happen. And you know, people are talking, well, look at the score of the game. Look at the score. You know, it wouldn't have made a difference anyway. And that's baloney. That's baloney. If there is that big of a difference, and it seems like there is from the quarterbacks and the receivers that I've heard speak on this whole incident, I mean, how can you say, I mean, look at just the one score that Indy had, and that was when Vince Warfolk, you know, kind of had the late hit there on third down. Otherwise, it would have been off the field. Well, you know, Indianapolis takes the ball, they go all the way down, they score. But just, you know, it's tiny little things ultimately over the course of a game that, you know, kind of change ultimately what the score is at the end of the day. And if Andrew Luck and all of his receivers are, you know, just that much more in tune, if he could throw the ball just, you know, that much more precise, you just don't know how, you know, one, maybe that next time they took the field and I don't know exactly off the top of my head if it was a three and out or if they, you know, got picked up a first down or whatever. But what if they picked up another first down? You know, and it's just tiny little things matter when it comes to winning an NFL or, you know, a collegiate football game. And to discount, I think, the effect that this could have, I think is not giving the game the respect that it deserves.
NFL analyst Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. And for all of our listeners out there, I mean, Jason, you played in the NFL for 5 years. You ever encountered something like this as far as, you know, potentially teams tampering with footballs and an investigation taking place?
You know, I had always heard that guys, quarterbacks at least, they don't like a ball usually that's kind of rock hard. I mean, it's, you know, they like to deflate it a certain amount. I mean, I remember even at Nebraska, you'd see, you know, whether it was the day of the game or, you know, maybe the day before, the quarterback's kind of going through, you know, the bags full of balls and working with the equipment guys is, you know, this one's got too much air, or this one, you know, doesn't have enough. So I know that it is something that's significant, enough for quarterbacks to be very, very choosy as to what balls they end up, putting forth for game day. So I've never seen or heard anything, you know, that where it was a result of, you know, balls being deflated. I've never, I guess, seen or heard of an issue where it has been an issue. This is kind of the first time, I guess, that at least off the top of my head, maybe it happened and it was just something that, you know, nobody really contested. But you're talking about a game here. You know, the AFC Championship game, ultimately, you know, it was a chance to punch your ticket to the Super Bowl.
The NFL finds that 11 of the 12 Patriot game balls were underinflated. And I just have to wonder, Jason, I mean, how the Colts fans, you know, and just the team, how they feel about this.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not happy, but I think everybody maybe who was on the fence about the Patriots and their organization, I think, you know, that they probably are sold now on the fact that you know, they're not I don't want to say they're not a first class organization. I mean, obviously they're successful. I just think that there are a lot of shady things that go on within that organization, and you know, they obviously will win at all costs. And I don't know how interested they are in I guess the purity of the game.
What about what kind of penalty should take place?
What's that?
What kind of penalty should take place for the Patriots?
Whew.
Or be assessed?
I mean, I'd love to see them, you know, forfeit their right to play in the Super Bowl, but I know that's a long shot. Yeah, you know, I mean, ultimately, money is kind of what rules the league and draft picks, and you know, I imagine it would be something similar as to, I forget exactly what it was, maybe it was close to $1 million fine for the Spygate, plus the loss of some draft picks, I believe.
How about losing a first-round draft pick?
Yeah, I know. Not that New England,
hit him where it hurts,
you know, likes to pick in the first round anyway, but yeah, I mean, I think it should be something that ultimately, you know, hurts them. It can't be just something that, okay, we'll just write a check or we'll fork over, you know, three of our 16 draft picks this next year. It's got to be something that is significant, you know. Otherwise, it's like a kid, you know. If you don't punish them hard enough, they're just going to come back and they're going to do the same thing over and over again.
Okay, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is our NFL analyst, breaking it all down. We are so excited. Looking forward to Super Bowl 49, Sunday, February 1st. It'll be here before you know it. And I'm always thinking about, how do you prevent something like this happening in the future, Jason?
Yeah, well, you'd think that, you know, the way that it's set up now, it would be, I guess, it would be kind of safe in that regard. But
you would think.
it seems like there's some time there from when they finally, I guess, decide what balls, and the umpire has to, I guess, take a look at them. He's got to weigh them. You know, but there is that time. And I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, once you get the balls to the sideline, even over the course of a game, you can play a series or two series, and if, you know, the quarterback feels like the ball's too hard, I mean, you can, you know, those balls are over there on the sideline. You got to be able to, I'm sure these guys can sneak one away, and you know, they put a needle in it, and boom, you got some air deflating out of that thing. So I don't know if it's just a matter of keeping a camera on the sidelines at all times. I thought they already did. I figured that they would be able to find something once this all was kind of revealed, that certainly there was air deflated out of those balls. I figured they would just kind of get that video footage, and they'd just track something down of somebody, mm-hmm. you know, taking air out.
The Deflategate controversy, it continues right here. We're breaking it down for you. Jason Peter, our NFL analyst, we're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and then I want to get his thoughts on what do you think Tom Brady, how much does this affect in terms of his legacy and what he's been able to accomplish in the NFL? We're going to step aside. We'll be rejoined with Jason Peter here in just a moment.